Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
That's your problem.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. You can find us here on BBS Radio every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Anchor FM, iTunes, and about 100 different other places you can find us at. If you would like to amplify your influence with worldwide media exposure and be heard on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations, and also to be our featured guest, all you have to do is text the word guest to 91096, and you'll receive a link to our guest questionnaire and also get a free copy of our Secrets to Interview Riches. So check it out and text us on that one, right? You are welcome. You are most welcome. So in the spirit of all that, we got a great guest, don't we?
Yes,
we do. Very interested in hearing about this one. So,
Anna
yes.
Dieter. And Let me tell you, if you or yourself or you know someone that you love that has a stutter or speech impairment, you're going to want to tune in and make sure you share this show with everyone. We're going to talk about how you can live stutter-free in 3 days or less. Anna's going to teach us how people can stop stuttering in 3 days, unblock your naturally balanced speech, and enjoy your stutter-free life. Anna Dieter is an Enelon Unblocking Master Speech Educator, author, public speaker, founder, director, and instructor of speech at Edelon International. Anna is a pioneer of a brand new profession called Edelon Speech Education, alternative to the conventional profession of speech therapy and pathology, which cannot offer 100% reliable, efficient, and permanent solutions for people who struggle from stuttering, stammering, cluttering, and other deficiencies in their speech skills. In the past 10 years, Anna enabled thousands of former stutterers to end stuttering and revive their beautiful speech in only 3 days. Anna Dieter also offers, listen to this one, 100% lifetime guarantee.
Lifetime.
I think that deserves an applause right there.
Wow.
I'm not done.
Don't rush the stage,
more,
everybody. We have an embodder out there rushing the stage.
On,
what's going on?
Hold on, people. Yeah. Anna also worked as a conventional speech therapist and a speech education teacher for over 30 years in two countries, the United States and Russia. Welcome, Anna. She's also the author of Stuttering Solved and Speech is a Skill.
Wow. That was one hell of an intro.
She deserves it.
Right on. Anna, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. That was a very nice introduction.
Listen, this is a great service that you're doing, but let's get through it here, okay? So I want to get from your perspective. So what made you, what was that thing for you that made you so passionate about helping people who struggle from stuttering?
You know, I was always on the other side of the process where, stuttering cure that is a business today has two sides, right? One side is people who stutter, struggle. There are millions and millions. They say about 80 million people in the world struggle from this horrible thing. And I was always on the other side of this process. I was a speech and language therapist, conventional speech and language therapist. And I was not a happy camper because I knew that I could not help people who stutter. Why? Because even in my school, professional school, I graduated from the University of Education in Russia, and my major was speech and language therapist and a special education teacher. So, So even though I worked for over 17 years, I was really passionate about what I was doing, but I never knew how to deal with people who stutter because, as I said, in professional schools worldwide, they don't teach much about what stuttering really is. And if you enter any if you look at any conventional source of information, medical dictionary, even Wikipedia, right? If you look at it and you look for the definition of what stuttering is, they all say the same. No one knows what causes stuttering. There is no cure for stuttering, but speech therapist may help. I knew it was a lie because I was for 30 years a speech and language therapist, and I was doing my best to help people who stutter, but I knew I didn't offer them what they really wanted. They wanted to be stutter-free, all of them, and I didn't know how to do it. My professional speech school, what I graduated from, I have a master's degree in speech and language therapy, but they didn't teach me how to do it. So this is why I became passionate about doing it when things happened in my life and when I worked for Los Angeles Unified School District, then for a small unified school district in California, and I got laid off. You know, that was a hard time in California, no money for highly qualified teachers with lots of experience, with lots of education. So they let me go, and I decided I'm never going to go back to work as a conventional practitioner because I wasn't happy. I wanted to help people, and I started looking for the ways how to really offer people who stutter what they wanted to have.
So do you feel like do you feel like it was a blessing in disguise then that you got laid off like that and were forced?
You know what, back then I didn't.
Yeah, all right.
I thought it was a horrible thing. Oh my God, my husband and I bought a house in California on the lake. 3 days later, I learned I'm not going to work for the school district. They're not going to renew the contract with me. But now, 9 years later, I see reality because that was the blessing in disguise.
Let's talk
Why all the lying? Why all the, you know, the...
You know what? It's not lying. It just, I don't want to blame people who work in the industry. Yes, they are involved in the wrong livelihood. But the problem is not people. The problem is not wrong training in our schools. And it's not, I don't believe it's a lie. I just believe that it's just us gullible people, us people who like to believe things that we don't understand. When we don't understand anything, we believe anything they tell us to believe.
Anna, what point in people's lives do they actually develop a stuttering problem generally, if they're going to have it?
Yeah, you know, it can happen anytime, at any age. The oldest student I worked with was 68. The youngest was like 4 years old. So it doesn't matter when. The problem is that actually most people, they say develop this problem, but the problem kicks in when they are young children. It usually starts when people are very young. And you know how it starts? I'm really sad talking about it, but this is reality. And I'm here to, you know, tell the truth. So when a young child who is learning to speak, because speech is a skill, everyone should know that. But when a young child begins to make first steps learning how to use his or her tongue to say first words in his life, it is natural that a child makes a mistake. So when, at this moment, when a child makes one mistake, then the child makes the second mistake, and there is no one who would help this child to redirect him to developing his or her skill normally, like everyone else on the planet. If at this moment someone would tell the parent, hey, be careful, this may be a mysterious stuttering sickness, you better take your child to a speech therapist, that's where the problem begins. Because as they say in Wikipedia, they say no one knows what causes stuttering, no one knows what stuttering is, but speech therapy may help. Did you hear the word may? That's the key. Why? They think that speech therapists may help if they also have no idea what stuttering is, what the problem is, and what all people who stutter need to do to stop stuttering in actually less than 3 days. It usually happens in 1 day.
That's incredible.
And hold that thought, because we got to take a quick break, and I want to find out how they can do it in less than 3 days. This is pretty miraculous stuff, everybody. So we're about to find out. So don't go nowhere. Warning, radical new information about the death of Jesus, told by a present-day eyewitness. So bizarre, it may be very difficult to find agreement with, but in hopes will stir your curiosity and cause you to embark upon your own journey. My Journey Beyond the Bizarre, by Apollo spacecraft engineer Edward J. Evers, tells what really happened to Jesus in his last hours here on Earth. How? Because Edward J. Evers was there in a past life. Discover statements never spoke before now, plus the workings of your conscious and subconscious minds, past lives, you as a spirit, UFOs, and so much more. Get your copy of My Journey Beyond the Bizarre by Edward J. Evers at www.ejevers.com. Again, that's ejevers.com. Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We are with Anna Dieter, and she is sharing with us how people can stop stuttering in 3 days or less. So, Anna, let's talk about
that. You know, I would like, actually, to answer April's question about the lies. Can I take, like, 2 minutes to explain more?
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that I don't want even to think about lies, but I need to bring it to our listeners that there is a story behind this so-called stuttering sickness, stuttering illness, a medical condition. And I have written the whole book about it because I've done my research, and I've done this research in English, not just in English language, but in Russian language, because believe it or not, the lie, April, was created in Russia. To be exact, in the capital of Russia, former capital of Russia, the city of Kyiv, Ukraine today. Hmm. So that's where the 130 years ago, a psychiatrist and a dirty politician received the request from some secret society to create this so-called sickness, stuttering. And he was so successful in doing so. And if you can read Russian and understand, you can go and find the documents, the books that he wrote 130 years ago in 1889. So after that, I'm not going to talk about it a lot because I've written a whole book. It's not too big, and I do recommend the book. Title is A Tale of Two Geniuses in Stuttering, How One Russian Genius Invented the False Stuttering Sickness While the Other One Debunked It. So the book is free as an ebook from the website www.livestutterfree.com. Anybody can go and read it. It's free. It's available.
You know, it's so twisted. It sounds so twisted, but yet, like anything, why wouldn't do you believe that? I mean, it had to have started somewhere somehow, and it makes sense.
So the tale of the
for money, yeah, right? Yeah. Marketing. Well,
it's just marketing, right?
Yeah.
Like anything else, like, yep. You know, create the problem and then...
Right.
You
know. Exactly. The problem and solution.
Yeah, the problem
right?
and solution.
Problem, wow. reaction, solution, let's say, right? That's exactly right. The only difference is the reaction took like some time, because for people to believe in such a ridiculous thing that when a person speaks and makes occasional mistake, that this is a sickness, incurable sickness, and so many scientists need to work on it to find the miracle solution for it, the cure, because it's really hard to believe. It took 130 years to develop the whole system of stuttering cure business, okay, for people to believe this ridiculous lies.
So these speech therapists, they must love you, huh?
I mean, they don't.
You must be like the Antichrist, right?
That's the problem. And once again, I myself was a speech therapist. Of course, I understand them totally. They all are trying their best. They all have a big heart. This is why they are in this profession. And some of them get really, really close to what I do eventually over some years of treatment, one person, years of treatment. Somehow, somewhere, they may help people in years. But can you imagine living for years and not being able to express yourself in such a simple way of just words created by God or Mother Nature? So simple, so easy.
So what's your secret sauce, Anna? How do you help people stop stuttering in 3 days?
My secret sauce is reality. I call it three-dimensional reality, 3D reality. I basically, over these 9 years since I started learning this new approach, because I am smart but not genius, as I like to say, so I've learned this program, this concept from the independent scientist who lives in Russia and doesn't speak English language. Okay? So I have developed a special vision. I see what speech really is. And I see, really see from any angle, what stuttering is. I understand it. I have the answer for any question about stuttering, any. And people who stutter are confused people. They keep asking questions. Why am I stuttering? What is it? Why? I can't speak now when I'm alone, but when I'm in front of Mr. Jones, I can't speak. Why can't I do a presentation in front of other people? What's going on with me? What's wrong with me? I may be sick. Maybe it's genetic. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. So the questions never stop. And I have the answer for each and every question. This is my secret recipe.
Oh, got it. That's secret. All right. All right. Give
her. Is it contagious?
What, stuttering?
Yeah. Because I know.
I love this question. Yeah.
Do you think it's contagious?
You know what? It's funny because I actually say, of course, it cannot be contagious in the way we understand it. So it's not a physical virus. So it's not like someone sneezed and I get it. No. But in reality, stuttering is an informational virus. People don't understand reality. People believe disinformation. People believe lies. Stuttering is, in a way, an informational virus. And when people who stutter communicate with each other, guess what? They learn disinformation from each other, every single gathering of people who stutter. And they create so many gatherings. They create conferences for stutterers. They give them all kinds of toys and whistles. People who stutter are so happy when they come to these gatherings of stuttering association, of speech and language hearing associations. They entertain people who stutter. And guess what? When people who stutter see each other, communicate with each other, they learn disinformation. They become infected even more with this informational virus. They begin learning even more lies, and their condition becomes even worse.
So they stutter more when they're around stutterers, right?
In a way.
It's like a sociological thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, people go to a bar, they drink more or whatever.
Actually, when they are in front of each other, they stutter less.
Oh, really? When they're in front of each
other. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah. Hold that thought, Anna. I got to take a quick break again. We'll be right back, everybody. Hang tight.
Get excellent insight and spiritually motivating teachers with Frank DeVersa, the number one international best-selling author, Spiritually Raw in the 21st Century. Frank DeVersa was an agnostic for 20 years and has been on a spiritual journey ever since incurring a serious illness in 1997. The illness inspired him to renew his faith in God and view spirituality and life in a more enlightened way. Spirituality in the 21st century will expand one's perspective and horizons to cultivate positive human qualities such as tolerance, generosity, and love. To get your copy of Spirituality in the 21st Century by Frank DeVersa, go to www.frankdeversa.org. That's www.frankdeversa.org. No Mind Has Gone Before with Michael Telstar. Michael Telstar is a master remote viewer and holds 7 world records in escapology. Learn to remote view and become the ultimate psychic detective. Find lost objects, locate treasure, and missing persons. Master of mentalism, Michael Telstar is making a special appearance at the Mega UFO Conference February 15th to the 22nd at the Aquarius Resort in Laughlin, Nevada. Join him as he amazes you with his entertaining demos to bend metal, levitate objects, and so much more. Michael Telstar is available for events and seminars on remote viewing, out-of-body adventures, and lucid dreaming. Connect with Michael Telstar at 437-234-7713 or michaeltelstar.com. That's Michael, TELSTARR.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very much. We are with Anna Dieter here, who was talking to us or sharing with us about the stuttering conventions, yes, that people go to. And then that was kind of interesting. So when the stutterer is talking to another stutterer, clearer. Their speech is clearer, yeah?
No, it's not clear, of course. They still make mistakes, but they're speaking much better. And it's very simple to understand why. Because speech is a mentally physical action. So mentally and physical, it means you need to move your tongue, believe it or not. We produce all the words with our tongue. So mentally means if I have a block in my mind, I stop myself from moving the tongue. So when they are in front of each other, people who start or see each other, they don't stop themselves. They don't anticipate that people are going to laugh at them, that something bad is going to happen.
Oh,
they just become
brave,
and they begin moving their tongue. Okay?
That leads me to my next question. What does unblock your naturally balanced speech mean, and how does someone do that?
This is very simple. So unblocking mostly is like happening on 2 levels. Number one, of course, it's a physical level. We see if a person does have physical blocks, if a person knows how to use his tongue to produce any word. And of course, it's very simple, but very precise. And we teach, if we see the mental or the physical blocks, for example, if a person says, oh, I have certain difficult letters, difficult sounds, difficult words, I can never say these words. Or I can say these words when I'm alone, and I cannot say these words in front of people. So to me, it's an indication this person has a physical block. It needs to be addressed. These blocks need to be unblocked by physical training of the tongue. And it's very precise the way we teach it. We teach the physical norms, how every person on the planet uses his or her tongue to speak normally without any mistakes. But of course, the other part is mental unblocking, to see where the mental blocks are. What is it that a person believes? What lies, basically, this person believes? And what truth this person doesn't know? So this goes like two ways. And because the speech is such a simple action, very simple, that even parrots can speak, right? It's very, very simple. This is why it usually takes, you know, from 1 to 3 days. Of course, I recommend 3 days, but there have to be people who have taken only 1 day course and never came back. Although they know there is an option, they can come back and take 2 more days.
So okay, the first part of it is you uncovering why they have. Is it maybe, can I call it this maybe, Anna, or correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you would have no problem with that. But can it be that maybe you're figuring out what are your limiting beliefs? Like, that is that the first part of the training? Like, what even got you to the point where you believe you are stuttering?
You know what? Of course, because beliefs, what are beliefs? It's a set of learned information and disinformation. So lies and truths, we believe and we make our mindset. We form it. And of course, when a person comes to me and says, I cannot speak in front of Mr. Jones, I know what the problem is. A person doesn't realize that all he needs to do is to use his tongue, and it doesn't matter whether Mr. Jones is here or not.
Okay.
So this specific person has a problem with using his attention. He has no idea how to use it naturally.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and I want to, and in the interest of time, because we got so much time left in the show. So this really could be for somebody that not only is traditionally, let's say, a stutterer, but let's say, for example, maybe somebody that wanted to give a presentation in their skilled work, and maybe they just needed some guidance for that presentation, and their fear is standing up in front of people. Would that be an example of somebody you would work with also?
Of course. It just doesn't make sense whether a person calls himself a stutterer or not. Whether a person believes, I'm just shy, or a person believes I'm a stutterer. My stuttering is genetic. There is no difference. They both have not developed mature speaking skills, because making presentations, speaking in front of people, selling products, it's all about the speaking skill that you need to learn. You need to understand what speech is, how we speak, what do we do, anybody. Because if you even turn the TV, you can hear so many people just...
Wow. Wow, look at that.
So many people repeat words. People stumble. People block. I mean, everyone is a stutterer today. Why? Because nobody teaches children to speak according to the natural speaking norms that I teach today. This is why.
This is why.
This is why I'm so passionate about my mission. My mission and my dream is to see the standard. Etalon stands for standard. Standard speech education is a part of any school curriculum, any school worldwide. We need to begin teaching children to speak when they're young. Because what we do today is insane. We teach them to express themselves only in writing. We're not even doing that well, right?
No, we're not, so, no. Hey, Anna, we're getting close down to the closing of the show here, so can you let everybody... No, this is great stuff. There's so much to talk about with you on this one, but can you let everybody know how they can get a hold of you and how they can get your free books, all that good stuff?
Yes. So I would like to recommend anybody goes to livestutterfree.org first. If you have any problems with your speech, livestutterfree.org. Okay? But all the information, it's a huge site. All my free ebooks are on livestutterfree.com. There you can download free ebooks. One I already mentioned, A Tale of Two Geniuses in Stuttering. And the second one is even more amazing. It's the book called, what do you call this book? Okay, One Lonely Climb to Success. This is an incredible book. It's my conversation over Facebook over 2.5 years with my former student who was suicidal when he came to me. I led him through the process of learning English language. He didn't learn English language. Learning English, earning money for the class, taking the course. And today she's an extremely, extremely successful business owner.
All right, right okay, on, everybody. Extremely. Okay, everybody. So
there is a book I want to mention to buy. You can buy it from Amazon, more expensive and for much less from the website, livestutterfree.com. The book is called Speech is a Skill for those who live in the United States. For others, Live Stutter Free PDF. It's the same book.
There you go, everybody. Livestutterfree.com, livestutterfree.org. Check them both out. Anna's got some free gifts for you, and it looks like she can help you. So check it out. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain from what I'm hearing here. So thank you, Anna, for being on the show with us. It's been great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're quite welcome.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.